Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. This is Minister James Browning. I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. We're enjoying beautiful weather here this morning, and spring has come early in Phoenix. Hopefully that doesn't mean that we're going to get to summer before we finish our spring. But anyway, we're here, we're happy. The sun is shining, and it's a beautiful day, and we're grateful to be alive and grateful to be here. I just want to wish happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Today is a day of expression of love throughout the universe on all levels. It's really interesting thing. Valentine's Day has always been one of my favorite times to celebrate love, which we should be celebrating Valentine's Day every day. If you want to keep it real, that is what is necessary to be able to celebrate Valentine's Day every day. We should be showing love and demonstrating love on all levels on a constant basis. Okay? So, yes, this is a special day, and we're going to celebrate it as if it is the day that it is meant to be. But love should be demonstrated every day. So, we have an interesting topic today, and one of my favorite topics I got to talk about is love, because love is the universal language that motivates all of us, although we may not understand it. But hopefully by the time the show is over with, you will see how important and how important love is in your life and how necessity it is to have love in your life, okay? So all of you who have been listening for a long time know that I have a routine, and I always open the show with a prayer. And I'm do the same thing today. But without it, I just, for all my old listeners, guys, I appreciate you so much, because you are the ones that motivate me and keep me going. When I see you on the line Sunday morning after Sunday morning, I know that I just feel good about, you know, what's being done here, and the fact that Spirit is using me to bring this message. It just opens me up and makes me want to give you more and want me to share more with you, because I can feel the power of Spirit moving, and that this information and this show is something that you're admiring, especially some of you here, been here every Sunday since I've been back on the air. So I'm grateful for you guys. So, so grateful. Now, I see that the switchboard is really loading up today with online calls. Hopefully we're going to pray, and we're not even going to say hopefully. Lord Michael's got us this morning, and that we can be able to sustain all the volume that we have this morning, because we got a topic going on that a lot of people like to hear about. When you're talking about love, you know, we all look for it, all need it so much. But anyway, let's do the thing that we usually do. Let's start off with a prayer this morning. Okay, beloved Mother, Father God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be here another week. We thank you, God, for all that you have allowed us to experience this week. We thank you for divine protection that you have showed us, and the passion and love you have shown us this week. And we ask you, God, just to continue to keep us in your light of love and wellness and health as we go about our daily business, that you will continue to guide us and protect us and give us divine love on all levels. So we say thank you, God, for being in our lives. We pray this morning for divine protection of our physical temples. Keep us from all dis-ease. Keep us well and keep us in a state of high energy and high frequency as we go about this world, that we will operate on that high energy and high wellness and high light of understanding and love, and that we will be totally connected with you, God, as we are each and every second of the day, that you will be with us and guide us and teach us and show us. And we pray, God, for protection for our beloved frontline workers who are out there battling this pandemic and putting their life on the line to help and secure wellness for our people. We thank you, God, for giving them divine protection. Keep them in your white light of protection, each one of them. Keep them safe and keep them strong and keep them committed to doing the work that you have. We know that each one of those special beings are touched in their hearts to do what they need to do So we just say, God, continually protect him. We pray for all those who are sick and shut in, all those who are having complications. We pray, too, that their healing and their wellness is high and priority, and that we are and moving forward to a better and more perfected body, and that we are moving in that energy, knowing that, God, that you are the source. So I ask you, God, to show mercy, show grace for those beloved ones that are sick and shut in, to give them strength and let them know that you have not abandoned them, but they are still in your thoughts and in your prayers and in your energy. Thank you, God. We are so grateful. So this morning we ask for divine information, divine wisdom. And I call upon my ascended masters this morning to help us to make sure that all is well. Lord Michael, Saint Germain, Raphael, all the ascended masters, ascended hosts, come this morning and be with us and enjoy in this service and allow us to be able to form and do what it is necessary to do. So I call from all of those, Mother Mary and all the high ascended ones, to help us and to give us divine protection this morning. So we say thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. So, beloved ones, we are here and we are into this new day and we are bringing about this new show. So, like I told you, the switchboard is getting really loaded up, guys. So hopefully you don't get kicked out, okay? A lot of people on this morning, a lot of people want to participate in this topic and hear more about this topic. Okay. So, today's topic is, what do love have to do with it? very interesting topic. But before I get into this topic and explain to you about this topic, I want to just share with some of you a little history about Valentine's Day and what this whole thing about Valentine's Day is all about. I know you wasn't anticipating to have a history class this morning, but we're going to do a little history this morning so we can understand what it is that we're celebrating and what it is that we are part of. See, Valentine's, St. Valentine became on the scene back in the early 1400s. It was part of a Christian and pagan celebration. And I guess you may say, well, you know, what about that? It seemed like so many of our holidays are intertwined in the pagan way of life. And Christianity, back in the day, they sort of intertwined both of them together to allow it to come forward. But however, it's okay. There was definitely a man by the name of St. Valentine. St. Valentine was a very loving person, very caring person. But the government system of that time did not like St. Valentine. They treated him very harshly because he was doing some stuff that was really in contradictive to their way of wanting to do things. St. Valentine was a healer, and he was a spiritual leader. And the government was really concerned about the power that he had over the people. And the government at that time wanted to keep all of their power, and they did not want anyone having power over the people. And what really began to deter the government about St. Valentine is that St. Valentine began to marry a lot of people. A lot of people that was getting married coming to St. Valentine, and he was marrying them. And that was a problem. And that problem was because at that time, the single men, the government wanted to keep them single because the government found out that single men made better soldiers, that they were not committed. They were, you know, just better to be in the military than to be in a marriage in a situation like that. And so St. Valentine was violating their system and causing them not to be able to recruit these young men because they were being married. And St. Valentine was marrying many, many people, and that became the real problem for the government. Can you just imagine that, huh? And it really caused a problem. And it got to the point so intense that they actually jailed him. He went to jail, and it even gets more bizarre than that, beloved ones. They jailed him, and they beheaded him. Whoa. Yeah, I know. That's a little rough this morning, but it is what happened. In the name of love, here's someone that wants to bring love, but the government wanted it their way. You know, the system, the municipalities and seeing things happening today in certain ways. The government wants things to be their way, and so when they see other people out making change and causing conflict, they come after them. And that's the same thing that happened to St. Valentine. He, too, was challenged and caught up in a situation because of his method and the way that he was doing things. Now, while St. Valentine was incarcerated, he got known for writing love letters to his mistress. He would write love letters almost every day to his mistress while he was there and being incarcerated and being held in this state of being. So around late 1700s, Valentine's Day became more meaningful. That's when people really begin to celebrate the thought of love and the idea that St. Valentine brought into their consciousness and world aware. And then as we go back, get closer into the 1900s, in the 1900s, 19th centuries, is when Valentine's Day became a real big celebration in the Western culture, okay, because it wasn't that way at first. And so it that's how it began to really take off, and that's why we are having celebrating Valentine's Day based on that particular individual and the love that he believed in, because he was a loving being and he showed a lot of love and cared for a lot of love, but the system did not like that. Isn't that amazing that the system always have a problem with people who come to show love and be caring, you know, and want to bring about peace and love, you know, in the system, the governments of the world pose that, you know, from beloved Jesus to Martin Luther King, Gandhi, all these people came here with love in their hearts and wanted to do loving things for the world, but the system did not want them to demonstrate love, because when they knew that people begin to feel that love power and understand that love power, which is the motivating force of all mankind, that they would begin to think for themselves and take more control of their own lives. And the system don't want that, beloved ones. They don't want you to think for yourself or take control of what you're doing, okay? So I just wanted to share that with you this morning, a little bit of history about Valentine's Day, so you understand a little more why you're actually participating in that service of having that understanding about that. So I think that this is the most appropriate talk for today due to the fact that today is Valentine's Day. What do love have to do with it? And this morning we're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about how love is actually a motivating force and how love is energy that is much needed. And that it is going to be of different. We're going to be talking a little more about unconditional love this morning, and a little bit more than we would normally be talking about unconditional love. So, guys, I'm looking at the switchboard, and I'm seeing a lot of you kind of coming in and going out. If you're having problems staying in on the telephone, please go to your computer and just go to Blog Talk Radio and plug in that way. For most of you, I send a link. So that link, use your link and go in, or just go to Blog Talk Radio and log into the Holistic Ministry Show, okay? Because the switchboard only holds so many people, and I see that it's really being jammed this morning. But it's okay. That's good that you're in there and you're participating. I've seen a lot of you getting kicked out and moved out because the switchboard only holds so many people. Okay. So anyway, this topic today, what love has to do with it, this is a topic that actually the title of an old R&B song, which many of you may have remembered. It was sung by Tina Turner. And Tina said, love is nothing but a secondhand emotion. That was how she was feeling. And I'm sure that was based on intimate love, because sometimes it can be a little challenging. But anyway, Tina said, love is nothing but a secondhand emotion. Well, as much as I admire Tina Turner, and I have totally respect for her and love her as an artist, I must say I totally disagree with her. Love is the motivating force behind human existence, beloved one. Without love, there is no Planet There Is No World. Love is the motivating force. So we're going to sort of dive into this thing about love. We're going to touch on the intimate love, and we're going to really put a lot of energy on unconditional love, because that is the most powerful of all the love, unconditional love. And today's talk is going to be pretty much based on 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter in the Christian Bible. Okay, and what I'm going to do, beloved ones, I'm going to share this chapter with you. I'm going to read it first, and then I'm going to go back in, and I'm going to sort of break it down verse by verse and give you a full understanding of what's being said here, because this is some powerful stuff here when we're talking about true and unconditional love. So let's get started with that. So let's start it. So it started with, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or clinging cymbal. Okay? Next, if I have the gift of prophecy and I can fathom all mysteries and all knowing knowledge, and if I have faith that can move a mountain, but do not have love, I have nothing. If I give all possession to the poor and give all my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patience. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. And it is not proud. It is not dishonest. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It is also protected, always trusted, always hope, and always preserved. Love never fails, but where there is prophecy, there will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we know in prophecy in the part. But when completed comes, what is the part is disappeared. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put away my childish feelings behind me, and now I can reflect as in the mirror. Then when I see my face, I know that I should truly, fully understand my full knowledge, and that the remaining is faith, hope, love, but the greatest of them is love. I'm going to read that part again. And now these three things which remains, which is faith, hope, love, but the greatest of them is love. Okay, beloved one, that's a mouthful. That's a whole lot. But I'm going to go back to you and sort of break this down to you so you can have a full understanding of what is going on with this, okay? So we ask you to just hold on for 1 second here. I just had a little thing I had to take care of right quickly. Okay, now let's go start to break it down. Okay, let's take it from the top. I speak in tongues of men and angels, but have not love. I am a noisy gong or clinking cymbal. What is this? What is being said here? What is being said is, regardless of how much I claim that I am full of God and that I know spiritual stuff, it means absolutely nothing if I'm not sharing love with my brothers and sisters. Let me just say that to you again. Regardless of how much I claim, you claim, that you are full with the Spirit of God and that you are being a spiritual person, it means absolutely nothing if you are not sharing your love with your brothers and sisters, beloved one. It's a must. Okay, next section. And if I have prophetic power and understanding of all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith as to move a mountain, but have not love, I have nothing. So what is being said here? So even though I have spiritual abilities, is what it says, and I have pathetic power to speak into others' lives. And having pathetic power to speak into others' lives is about people who are intuitive, people who do spiritual reading, people who are can see things, who are seers and know things are going on and able to give information to other beings about their lives and let them know what's going on in their life. They have that gift, and it's really a powerful gift to have the power of prophecy in your life. You are, and if you are aware of all the spiritual law and have faith and belief in what you're saying, but you do not have love in your heart, you have only a talent, level one. Now, let me show you to understand. Now, you may be a gifted person. You may be able to foresee into the future. You may be able to tell other people what you see in their lives about the future. And you may be able to have that spiritual increment and spiritual insight about how to govern your life and what's going on in the country, what's going on the planet, and what's going on in other people's lives. But you have all that knowledge, and you have no love. It's just a talent, okay? It's just a talent, beloved one. So let's go on to the next verse. If I give away all I have and I deliver my body to be burnt, but have not love, I have gained nothing. So, beloved ones, you know, some people, you hear people say, they'll give you their last. And some people will give you their last. Some people believe in making donations and have donation. That's a beautiful thing to be able to give and to help others and to help others do their stuff. For all of you out there who don't have a cause or something you're donating to give of yourself, find something you do. There's a lot of places that need help and situations. So that's a beautiful thing to be able to give of yourself. And what it's saying here, you can give all that you have, you really, and you can, with all your sweat and tears, you can give of your physical body to help people. But if you have all of that and you do all of that, you gain nothing because you do not have love. You're not demonstrating love. Okay? In other words, beloved one, if you give your very last and you've given everything that you have to give, and you're, like I said, you sweat your tears and you're not able to demonstrate love, then what is it all about? Okay? Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next verse. Love does not insist on its own. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. That's pretty simple of what it's saying here. But anyway, beloved ones, if you believe in love and you're willing to give yourself, but you're not willing to demonstrate love, then it's just lip service. You talk about love and you know about love, and you know how to connect on a loving level, but you do not give of yourself, then it's just merely lip service, okay? If you're not demonstrating love, you're talking about love, you know, how people catch to you, I love you, I'm in love with you, and all that, and you're not demonstrating it, you ain't doing nothing. It's absolutely nothing that's going on here, okay? All right, let's go to the next verse. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable. It's not resentful. And not insist on its own way. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. Okay, beloved one, this is pretty self-explanatory too. If you are sharing yourself with others, and when you are doing that, then you have to show flexibility. If you have to be consistent in your feelings and emotion with people, you cannot go around being irritable and resentful toward the people that you are in constantly with or having constant conflict with and claim that you love them. So, beloved ones, if you are in any type of relationship with anyone and that relationship is cantankerous, that relationship is full of anger, full of physical violence, full of jealous and envious of that person, but you claiming that you love that person, if you're going to show real love, then you cannot go around treating people in a mean spirit and claim that you love them. You see, beloved, then you're being untruthful to yourself and to others. Okay? You got it? If you're going to go around, I'm talking about your family members, your coworkers, whoever, and you are always at odds with them, then that means that something is not right in that relationship, and you're better off out of that relationship than staying in there, than being cantankerous and being resentful and having an ill feeling for it. You do nothing for that person, and you do nothing for yourself, okay, when that happens. So you have to do that. You have to take that from a different perspective, beloved ones. Don't go around being in relationships that's causing pain to others. That's not love when you are always at conflict with the people you said that you love. Okay? So let's think about that. If you're having a conflict with someone, I don't care if they're in your family. I don't care if they're your lover or whoever. But if every day you're having conflict with them, that's nothing happening other than the fact that you're in a relationship that's full of contract, full of contrast, full of problems, okay? It's not doing you or the other person any good, okay? Now, let's go to the next verse. Love bears all things, believe all things, and hope all things, and endure all things. Love is the greatest power in the universe. That's powerful, beloved. When you're able to share unconditional love, which is the love of God for you and for me, and when you can share that unconditional love with others, then you know that you are in the power of God, of love. See, beloved one, when you're at the point where you can see God in everyone else, then you can experience the power of love. Each individual that you run into have the same God force inside of them. And if you are able to love them unconditionally without expecting anything in return, that's what unconditional love means. That you love them because of who they are, and they don't have to do anything to earn your love. When you're at that love, then you can expect that you will be in the form of true love. And I understand for some people that may be challenging. That may be challenging for you to be able to love others, because sometimes people are not acting very God-like. We see it every day. But you have to get beyond that if you want to truly have the power that love can bring, to not look at somebody else's small mistakes and errors in their lives, but to love them where they are, unconditionally. See, and that is true love, because God loves you unconditionally. Suppose God held everything against you that you did, all your small errors and small mistakes, and would not just hold you so accountable. You are held accountable, but God is not going to hold anything over you. Regardless of what you do, God will forgive you for it, and God will continue to love you on that level. So we have to be able to demonstrate that love as well with our brothers and sisters, beloved ones, in order to have the true power of love and true power of understanding. When you get down to the point of unconditional love, then that's when you know that you are really moving into your spiritual and higher consciousness. Okay, that's really makes a difference. So, and like I said, I know that sometimes it's very difficult for people sometimes to be able to demonstrate that and to be able to allow that principle to apply in their lives. But that's what you must do if you really want to experience true love. See, beloved one, there is a spiritual law that is called the law of attraction. And what that law says is that when you send something out from your consciousness, you get it, it will come back to you in some form. Okay? So that applies to love as well. When you're loving unconditionally, when you're showing your unconditional love, that universal love, that universal power will allow you to be, allow you to become more attuned to the spiritual value of who you are. It will come back to you triple time than you put out. So you must start learning to give out that love unconditionally, beloved ones, and it will return to you unvoid. You will get it back. Now, here's the key that a lot of people get really caught up in this thing called love, and they think that just because they are, especially when it comes to intimate love, you know, let's just switch sides now. We'll talk a little bit about the intimate love, which a lot of people are desiring to have, and I understand that because it can be a feel-good thing when you're loving someone intimate, male, female, you know, just, hey, everybody love it. It doesn't make no difference now. People are doing their own thing, and there's no political correct way, so I'm not telling you who to love and how to love, but I'm just telling you, demonstrate and show love. But do not allow yourself to get caught up in looking for something in return from love. And that's what intimate love have so much problems with, because we are expecting people to love us back at the level that we love them. You see, that's when you get you in trouble. When you're expecting people to love you on the same level that you're loving them, then you're setting yourself up for a big fall, a big hurt, okay? You see, beloved one, because true love is universal. So if that person that you are claiming that you love is not returning love to you at the same level, it makes no difference, because the universe is going to give you the love back. It may not come back from that person. That may not be the person that will demonstrate the love back to you that you're giving out. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You continue doing your love thing, because even if it doesn't come back from that person, it will come back from another being, will come back and love you. And I know that's hard for you, because you want it back from that person that you're showing your love, and you do not have any understanding why that person will not show you love. Okay? And that is why so often that this so-called intimate love have problems. And, you know, people claim they're in love, and next 2 or 3 months, they're out of love again. You know, and it's intimate love is challenging because of that people have expectations out of you when you love. And when they're not loving back or receiving back love at that level, when you're dealing with intimate love, then that becomes a real problem for a lot of people. It becomes a real challenge for them to be able to continue to love you when you're not giving it back, because you already put a condition on that love. You put a condition on that love, and you have expectations of that person doing to you what you're doing for them. And that always sets you up for possibility of hurt and pain when you go into a relationship with expecting someone to give you back what you're giving. Okay? That's why it is so important that before you allow yourself to seek into an intimate type of love, that you will be able to have unconditional love with that person. You know what I mean? It's so important that you make a connection with that person on a friend level, or on at least a really strong like person, before you commit yourself to having an intimate relationship with that person. Okay? It is so, so important, because when you go in on an intimate relationship, they are expecting something, you're expecting something, and when it doesn't go that way, then that's why you're seeing so many situations with relationships falling apart, and people, you know, being so-called in love with someone today, and a couple weeks or a couple months or a year, they are totally out of love with that person. And you say, well, I thought you loved that person. I thought you were into that person. Well, guess what? That person didn't show up the way that you wanted them to show up, so that so-called love is no longer in existence for you. Okay, beloved one? So when you're having relationships, it's really, really important that you establish the fact that if that person don't give you what you want, do not freak out. Do not, you know, cause problems. If a person is mistreating you, then you shouldn't be with them. Okay? But don't have expectations of getting back what you give in love. And you should know, when you go into it with that, then you have understanding that love is a universal language, and what you're putting out is going to come back to you, irregardless, unavoid. It cannot help it, beloved one. When you are demonstrating love with someone and showing love with someone, you are going to get it back. That's a guarantee. I don't believe in giving a lot of guarantees about anything, but I guarantee you that if you show love, demonstrate love sincerely from your heart and not expecting something in return, that love will come back to you overwhelming. Overwhelming, it will come back for you. So when you love, begin to show love, love for the condition. Begin to see God and everyone and knowing that you are, when you're loving that person, you're loving God. So I'm asking you, beloved one, to at least practice that, okay? And if it's hard for you to get to that point where you are able to demonstrate unconditional love, then at least begin to practice liking someone or practice being friends with someone. Because every random act that we are demonstrating, putting in the universe, helps the universe itself, okay? You may not be able to love them perfectly, but you can show them respect. You can show them concern, and you can demonstrate with them that you're caring about them, that you have a real strong concern about them. Because every time you put that energy out, that energy also comes back to you as well, beloved. So you need to be able to at least do that, because it makes so much difference in the world when we care for each other and that we help each other and support each other. And that is why we're seeing so much chaos in the world now, because people have in some way turned very cold in some aspects. They're not willing even to help people or assist people, or to be kind to people. It costs you nothing to be kind to someone, okay? It costs you absolutely nothing, but you have everything to gain when you're at least kind to people. I'm not saying you have to be in love with them or even get to that point, but you can at least be kind to people, and so it will come back to you, okay? Why do people desire love so much? Well, people all over the world talk about being in love or having love. And when one is desiring love like that, is that you are actually in search of God. When you want love, you feel, because see, God is love. So when you are searching for that loving feeling, you want to connect with someone and feel that loving feeling, it means that you're really in search of God. Because that's what God is all about, love. Okay? So you really need to do that. And it's really sad that a lot of the organized religions of the day have made people think that they are detached from that God, and that God is somewhere else other than within them. They teach you that God is up in the sky, God is somewhere else, and when you leave the planet, you're either going to go to some depth of some guy down there that's going to be poking you with a pitchfork and all that craziness, or either you're going to go back to your God force. But see, beloved one, when that, to me, that is the original sin. When we were taught that we were separated from God, when we were taught that you were separated from God, is where the whole problem began. And you were taught that, not, and you were taught that at a young age. A lot of you that went to Sunday school and went to, you know, early church, and still today, that people are thinking that, you know, even when they pray, that their prayer has to go up in the sky and bounce off the clouds like the cell signal in order to get to God. And we got people still believing that they are detached from God, and they're not. So, beloved one, when people are seeking God and looking in love, they're actually looking for God. They are actually looking to feel that feeling that is inside that gives them comfort, which is their I Am presence, which is already there and already set up for them. So you do not have to look outside of yourself, beloved one, at any point to find God. And you, when you discover God in you, that is when you're able to demonstrate love to others. When you'll be able to understand that you and God are one, and that you have the power of God inside of you, and you can connect with your brothers and sisters, understanding that they have the same God in them, and you begin to see them and see them in the light of being another spiritual being, having a human experience, regardless of how they may be living, may not be living perfect in your eyesight, because you don't really know why another human being is going through what they're going through. You don't know that. You're just assuming and you're judging them based on what's going on in your eyesight or what you're feeling connected with them. Okay, but learn to love people where they are. You are not here to change people dispositions and the way they are in their life. You are here to serve humanity and to love at the level that you are, beloved one. Your reason for being here on the planet is about love. And that's why beloved Jesus, who came here 2,000 years ago, main purpose came here for us to be able to understand the power of love. You see, Jesus was able to love. And Jesus was able to love because he understood the power of forgiveness. See, he was able to forgive each his enemies and forgive the people who were wronging him, and he saw God in all of those people. And just imagine to be so compassionate, so full of love. Here you are on a cross. Someone is inflicting pain upon you and causing you pain, but you still can get to that point where you say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I love them anyway, because they're human element. They do not understand what they do, beloved ones. I'm not saying that any of you may get to that point where you can show that, demonstrate that kind of love, but you should. You should. You should strive for that kind of love, to be that loving towards your beloved brothers and sisters, you know? And I'm talking about your universal brothers and sisters as well as your internal brothers and sisters. And for some of us, we're having a relationship with our own internal brothers and sisters. And so it's no possibility that you can love others. You can't even love the people that you are growing up in your household with, okay? And then when you claim that you love God, but you don't love the people that you have not physically seen, you may feel him and you know that God is within you, you can go around saying, I love God, but I don't love my brother or my sister. I can't forgive my brother and sister for whatever they've done, which is probably so minor and in some aspect of things that we do not have the power to rise above and forgive our internal brothers and sisters. In order to have true love, beloved one, we have to be able to see God in all of them. We have to be able to know that we are connected to each other in that way. We have to be able to see the Goddess and God in each of us, because we are. We each are gods and goddesses. You see, beloved one, now there are some beings that are walking on the planet right as we in this myth, who are avatars. That means that they are highly evolved beings, and they are full with the purpose of serving God at a higher level, and they are among us. And some of you may be those beings too, and you can see them in the way they operate, the way they demonstrate in their lives, like Mother Teresa. There's still Mother Teresa, the actual Mother Teresa has made her transition, but there are others who are on the planet who are demonstrating that same type of love as Mother Teresa. That's, beloved, is unconditional love. To be so in tune to your brothers and sisters, Mother Teresa would, she really worked with children that had AIDS, children had AIDS and babies to hold them and be comfort to them and show compassion and love toward them. And that is a high level. I mean, I don't know what Mother Teresa, I think she were Indian descent, but anyway, she was able to connect to people all over the world, regardless of their racial and ethnical makeup that were able to be able to show her humanity and her love and demonstrate unconditional love. See, beloved ones, that is the love that we all should be striving for. Now, I'm not knocking intimate love, and it's good that you got that and you have someone in your life that you can connect with that and you can feel that love and compassion. But understand that when you are having a relationship with someone and it's just basically on intimate love, you may end up having challenges because that is so superficial. Okay? That is it. You need to get to the point where you can love. When you get to the point where you can love that person unconditionally, then you know that your love is going on. And that person not being perfected and not being cared for, or that person not operating in the way that you want them to operate at this moment, but you still love them. Or they make a mistake or make an error in their life and have a problem in their life, you can still love them and still feel that compassion for them and have respect for them. And that is when you are moving into that higher state of love. Or that person gets ill or sick, and you have to actually take care of them. You have to bathe them. You have to feed them. You have to wipe their poop up. You know what I mean? Then you know you're in the state of love, of unconditional love. You have transcended that intimate love. Now you're operating on unconditional love. You'll be able to help them to be able to do what to do. And you're not looking for nothing in return, but the universe will always give you something in return, but you are not looking for anything from that individual person other than to be caring and showing and demonstrate your concern and love for them. Okay? So when you're doing that, beloved one, you are connecting to your God self. You are connecting to your higher self. So it is so important to you to do that and to have full understanding of who and whom you are, and knowing that God is with you at all times. And you have the ability to connect to other God beings whenever you so desire, that you can connect to any and one. I don't care if it's a homeless person on the street and you walk past them. Guess what? They have that same God DNA in them as you do. But through their use of their free will, they have chosen or find themselves in another situation. And just because they're in that situation at this point doesn't mean they're going to stay in that situation. If you want to do anything, you may assist or help that person if you want to demonstrate real love and concern. Okay? Don't put your brothers and sisters down just because they're not at that level that you may be or the level you think that they should be. Learn to accept them and love them where they are. Show them true love regardless of what's going on in their lives. If someone gets themselves in a legal situation and become incarcerated or whatever, don't stop loving them. That is a time where they need your love more than any other time for you to be able to demonstrate love for them and be concerned about them and be forgiving to them. Okay? That's when they need you the most. It's when they are not able to do for themselves and help themselves. That's when you're demonstrating true unconditional love, to be able to help your brothers and sisters when they cannot help themselves or do what they need to do for themselves, that you will begin to demonstrate your feelings toward them and begin to connect with them on the level of true and unconditional love. You see, beloved one, because unconditional love is the motivating force in rent. So back to the title of what love has to do with it. Love has everything to do with it. Your whole existence is based on love. Your desire to search for God and allow God to be in you is all about love. It's about your desire for love. Your search for God is about your search for God, trying to recognize and understand who and whom you are and that power of God in you. And once you get to that point where you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are one with God, then you begin to love from that level. That's why you get your Mahatma Gandhis, your Martin Luther King, your Mother Teresa, because they come understanding, knowing who they are, and they're able to share and give unconditional, profound love. And each one of us, beloved ones, should be seeking that type of love, to rise our consciousness, to be able to rise above looking at people based on the way that we think they are, but to accept them as they are and support them where they are, and to show them unconditional love where they are. If you really want to raise your vibration and raise your consciousness, start showing unconditional love toward people. I mean, sincerely unconditional love, knowing that every person you meet, it has the same God in them that you have in you, and that when you connect to them, you are connecting to God. Every time when you connect to another person on that level, you are connecting to God. And we all should want more of God, more of God, more of God inside of our being, inside of our lives. So one of the best ways to get more of God in you is to learn to love unconditionally. And just don't just say the words, "I love you," like people so casually use that word now. They don't even hardly even know you. And then they say, "I love you." Yeah, right. You don't love me. You may like me, you know, because when things don't go right away or go the way you want to be, then that "I love you" today means nothing anymore, okay? So don't so happily use the word love when you're not really feeling that love for someone or that concern about someone. It's okay to say "I like you." You know, you don't have to say "I love you" if you ain't really feeling that way. But people are so caught up in saying that word, "I love you. I love you, brother. I love you, sister." And they don't even hardly even know you. And they tell me they love you, and they really don't. You know, it's a good gesture to say that. But learn to truly connect into that unconditional love, where you can truly tell your brothers and sisters, "I love you, and I love you for who you are, you know, for what you are and how you are. I don't have to change you. I don't have to try to make you or mold you into who I am." Because to me, intimate love is good, but I'd rather for you to love me unconditionally than love me intimately, that may not sustain itself, that may not last itself, and you expected me to treat you in a certain way or be with you. You know, you can keep the intimate love. Give me unconditional love. Love me for the fact is that beyond my physical appearance, loving me because I'm connected to that same God force that's inside of you. We're connecting on that unconditional level. That's what true love is about, beloved ones. So if we get to understand that during this Valentine's Day, to know that it is not so much about that intimate, it's about the unconditional love. That is love that will sustain us. You may be with someone right now, and you may not be with them next Valentine's Day because the intimate love has gone astray. But when you love someone unconditionally, you will be with them consistently. They will be with you consistently. I know you understand what I'm saying to you, because I know that many of you have people in your lives that you may even have intimate relationships with, but they're still connected to you because you have transcended that and moved into that higher state of unconditional love. Now, it's about not about what you can do for me or what I can do for you. I love you because of who you are and what you do, and we have that kind of connection. You see, beloved ones. So even if it starts off as intimate love and don't work out, then if you are able to maintain that higher love, which is unconditional love, that's a blessing. So always strive to operate on unconditional love, because that is the same love that God shows you every day. Every day of your life, every second of your life, God is showing you unconditional love. God is allowing you to operate, to show up, to be who you are, and not to condemn you or criticize you, even when you make errors, even when you make mistakes. God still accepts you and loves you for who you are. Okay? So begin to demonstrate that with the people that you know too, beloved ones. Begin to allow yourself to connect to them on a spiritual level more than you're connecting to them on the physical level. If you connect to them spiritually, that is when you have the essence of pure love going between you because you're loving on a spiritual level. And that is the only sustaining love, is unconditional love on a spiritual level. So hopefully that you were able to gain something from this day. I know you didn't know that you were coming to a love class this morning, but this is what Spirit has put on my heart to share with you today. And hopefully you've gained something from it. Hopefully you have had something that you can work with and begin to demonstrate and feel connected to others based on unconditional love, knowing that they are the same God that is in them is in you, and that you are loving. When every time you're showing love with them, you're showing love with God. And, you know, God loves love, and that is the motivating force around the world. So much as I love you, Tina, I can't agree with you with the idea of love being a secondhand emotion. And love is the main emotion. Love is the key to all of us that exist here on planet Earth and that we need it. And when you don't have love and not experiencing love, you're in a vacuum. It has been proven. Children who are in loving relationships sustain themselves more and have better relationships if they are shown love in their younger years. Okay? So love is the answer, beloved ones, under all circumstances. So we're going to close out today's show. I'm so happy that you stopped by and that you participated in the day. And hopefully you're able to demonstrate love today on a higher level with someone in your life that you can show love. And just, if not, just find a stranger. And when you see them, just accept them who they are and know that they're connected with you and that you're connected with each other and begin to feel that unconditional love between you. Okay? So let's close up today with a prayer as we usually do. And we're going to ask God to show us and to demonstrate us and give us opportunity to show more love. Father, Mother, God, we come this morning with gratitude and hope and love and knowing that we are connected with you, God, and that we know that every time that we share love with others, we are only connecting to you, God, and that we are becoming aware of who and whom we are, knowing that we are connected to you and knowing that each one of our brothers and sisters, we are connected to God. Give us the insight and the wisdom to see God in others, to see that infinity in other beings. Make us a light that we can see and to begin to share our love at that higher state of consciousness and higher state of awareness, that we can assist our brothers and sisters and help them through turbulent times or whatever is happening in their life, that we will be caring and sharing and helping and being more concerned. On this Valentine's Day, that we will demonstrate love, not only today, but we will carry this feeling of loving and concerning into our lives, that it would not only be celebrated one day, but we will celebrate this intimate love, this intimate and unconditional love on all levels at all times, that we will turn those intimate love into unconditional love, that we will allow ourselves to be connected to our brothers and sisters, our internal brothers and sisters, and our worldly brothers and sisters, that we will begin to see God in everyone. Everyone that we meet, everyone we see, we should see God in them. And we thank you, God, for allowing us to express our oneness with each one of our beloved brothers and sisters, and that we will demonstrate and begin to show and present our concern about humanity on a level that we have not been able to. Give us the understanding and the gift to be able to see the needs of others and to be able to assist and help them when we are able to help them. Give us that and give it and touch our hearts to the level where we will be supportive of those who need our support, and that we will give to those who need to be given to. We will share our abundance in life with others who need it more, that we will be more concerned and more loving to our brothers and sisters, and that we will bring that energy in. So we thank you, God, as we go into this week, that we will demonstrate love, show love, and be more loving to each other. We give thanks and gratitude. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Have a wonderful day, beloved ones. Show love, be loving and kind. to someone. Okay? Bye-bye.